Sheets of tin-plated steel transform into colorful containers for well-known American consumer products at Independent Can Company outside Baltimore, Maryland. A walk through the factory shows every step of the process.
We are the largest manufacturer of specialty tins in the United States. Thousands of tons of steel.
Steel prices are up due to a tariff imposed by the Trump administration.
The tariff actions taken by the president are necessary to revive America's essential steel and aluminum industries.
ICC does buy U.S.-made steel, but says imports bridge a gap in supply for high-grade tin-plated steel needed for blemish-free lithographic printing. The company says the mere threat of tariff-induced price hikes already cost them a $2 million order, and more pain is on the way.
If we're more than 5 to 10% higher than China, our customers will shop overseas. So it is very, very tight.
ICC is warning of possible job cuts. The company employs more than 400 workers, paying well above minimum wage.
There are craftsmen in here that have been doing this for 20, 30, 40 years. I've been very successful, raised a family, so that's all I can ask for.
Borrell says a steel tariff makes no sense.
We need to get the trade jobs back in the United States. And, putting tariffs on raw materials, I don't think that's the way to go.
ICC has requested tariff exemptions. U.S. steelmakers filed objections, saying they have been harmed by imports and that they are ramping up tin plate production to supply ICC's needs. ICC says it has no guarantee when that will occur, at what price, or whether quality standards will be met. The Commerce Department has not acted on ICC's requests, but signaled that tariff exemptions will be rare.
Relatively few of those will be granted because many of them have no substance.
How are we doing today?
Doing pretty well.
At ICC, frustration and a sense that Washington is not listening.
We can't fight two fronts, fighting the development of the marketplace and our government is impossible.
ICC just installed a state-of-the-art assembly line that will expand production if the company has enough steel to run it. And if it is able to keep prices competitive on its containers. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Belcamp, Maryland.